Hello and welcome to International Report. In Mexico, the scope of violence against women is particularly wide. It goes from unsolicited catcalling to socially accepted harassment to increasing levels of femicides. In March, hundreds of women took to social media to report the many abuses they have suffered under the MeToo hashtag. But the suicide of a rock star after accusations were made against him complicated everything. Alex Hardy followed the case in this final report in a four-part series on women in Mexico.
When Ana Gonzalez, a 29-year-old Mexican and dedicated Twitter user, posted an exasperated tweet one afternoon in late March, she had no idea what she was about to unleash. She had grown fed up of hearing from friends about how the up-and-coming Mexican writer Gerson Barrona was behaving with women.
Here is the story. A powerful man in the literary sphere has beaten up, manipulated, gaslighted, impregnated and abandoned more than 10 women. But since he is a famous writer, no one believes these women.
Next thing she knew, the Mexican Twitter sphere was submerged with an outpouring of women, reporting a wide range of abuses in various sectors. Advertising, journalism, cinema, literature, academics. Eloisa Ferreira is one of them. She worked for more than 10 years as the international news editor at Mexico's most famous newspaper, Reforma. She also had to cope with the lustful boss, she says.
It was 3 years of harassment. He invited me to go out, tried to make me drink, touched my thigh, tried to kiss me, despite my constant rejections. Once he rubbed his genitals against my leg, and that made me realize what this was all about and everything I'd been through and how I'd minimized it because I didn't know what to call it.
Ferreira went to every possible work authority to have her case addressed, but it got her nowhere.
The MeToo hashtag appears and I decide to make my case public to see what happens. And the response is immediate. In less than 48 hours, this managing editor is laid off. That was the most surprising part. The public eye was more effective than any institutional remedy I'd tried.
As the MeToo movement grew stronger and some names kept appearing over and over on Twitter, several high-ranking men were laid off or suspended while internal investigations were conducted.
It surprised me. Although the movement was muted for a long time, it finally came through. Women journalists who'd been working for 30 years came to me and said, finally, someone is talking about it. It's a culture of machismo and impunity. What I've been through embodies what's happening in Mexico.
A week after the Me Too movement started, Mexican rock star Armando Vega Gil, who was mentioned in anonymous reports of child harassment, committed suicide. The tragic event had a chilling effect on the movement. A lot of people started wondering, is Twitter really the best place to report abuse? How can one be sure the testimonies are true? It might not be the best way, but currently, it seems like the only one, Ferreira asserts.
It's not the best way. In the best case scenario, we'd all be using the institutional path. But what my case has shown in particular is that institutions are not effective. So yes, I understand people who make denunciations anonymously, although it does have its risks too.
Irene, that's not her real name, agreed to talk on the phone. She reported her aggressor under the MeToo hashtag anonymously because she fears retaliation. He is her teacher and still owes her documents which she needs to validate her diploma. According to her, whatever the path a woman chooses to speak up, she will be criticized.
When you decide to stand up and report to the authorities, they start asking, but why did you dress like this? Were you drunk? Why did you go out so late? You probably pissed him off. So you think, very well, I'll just make an anonymous statement on social media. And then people go, no, it doesn't work like this. Just stand up for yourself and have the guts to report it to the authorities. As a result, all the spaces to report abuses become inoperable.
For feminist lawyer Andrea Medina, Vega Gil's gesture was a turning point.
This musician's suicide was a real watershed in Mexico. Authorities observed such a resounding silence that it made me fear we were going to lose all of the progress we'd made in the last few decades. It's not about whether we believe these women or not. It's about authorities investigating their claims. I think that's our main challenge. Stop thinking that gender violence is something that can be settled in private, in the shadows, and acknowledge that it's a public issue.
For the past months, she's been compiling testimonies to expose the various patterns of gender violence, something she says authorities should be doing.
The authorities said that they couldn't investigate any report that hadn't been filed with them. But no, they can investigate off their own initiative without putting the burden of proof on victims. One example, 600 reports in the advertising industry. It was more than enough for the Labor Secretary to pay attention and to organise a roundtable meeting to see what was going on. Nothing was done.
President López Obrador did address the movement several days after it started. That's a problem for the Women's Institute to attend, he said, which further angered those who have been trying to establish that gender violence is a societal issue. For Radio France International, I'm Alex Hardy, reporting from Mexico City.